FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. And the many blessings you've bestowed upon us, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name for its sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton and Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those that are watching us streaming live somewhere, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bible with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from a couple of books. The first one is the sixth chapter of Genesis. You don't have to go there. It's the entire sixth chapter. And Luke, the 17th chapter, verses 26 through 30. Luke 17, 26 through 30. And when you have found it, say amen. Amen. And if you need more time, say, wait a minute. Luke, the Gospel of Luke. The 17th chapter, verses 26 through 30, where we find these words. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. And they did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for our topic, as it was. I played with that a little bit and I looked at it and I said, was it as? Completely simple language, but profound in every aspect of the doctrine that we are about to explore. As we open up this message, I'm not going to reveal everything or anything new about Noah, for God has already done that. We know the story about Noah and the ark. But what I will reveal is how God will deal with a people or a nation who has turned away from him. And as a result, God sent a flood and a rainbow, which the world had never encountered before. As it was, three words which open our eyes to what God is doing. Three words that Jesus spoke in the past tense concerning the future. That's mind-boggling. Jesus spoke in the past tense concerning what was future. And only God knows all things, for he's omniscient, and that means he knows all. My brothers and sisters, these things that are being revealed was a mystery to us. But when you think about what God is doing, God can reveal all of the mystery that we have questions to ask. As it was. Over the last several weeks in our midweek service or our Bible study, we have been talking about what is called covenants. And the Bible talks a lot about covenants. In a generic sense, a covenant is a sacred agreement or a mutual promise between God and a person or a group of people. In making a covenant, God promises a blessing for obedience to a particular commandment or to his commandments. And God sets the term of his covenants, and he revealed these terms to his prophets or to his people. Remember what God said to Jeremiah. He said, I ordained thee a prophet unto a nation before he was born. So it tells us that God is all-knowing, and he knows the future, and he knows the past. We can look back at the past and learn from it, but we really don't know what lies tomorrow, for tomorrow is not promised to us. But God, who knows the beginning from the end, who knows the first and the last, is the same God who is outside of time and space. You do realize that time was not made for God, but time was made for you and I. And so the same God who said, let there be, spoke in reality, and everything that God spoke came into total existence by his spoken word. Nothing came into existence until God said, let there be, as it was. My brothers and sisters, I want to first paint a picture of covenants, because God established a covenant with an individual called Noah. And Noah is well known in the Bible, for it was Noah whom God established his covenant with, and then confirmed that covenant with a rainbow, which manifested itself in the sky after it rained. And rain was an unknown until it happened. And rain became a detrimental force that God released upon the world. One question could be, why did God release a detrimental force? Well, we are told something in the book of Genesis regarding why. But before we get to the why, let's see what Jesus said, because he said, as it was. My brothers and sisters, we see Jesus in the Gospel of Luke speaking of Noah as he was talking to his disciples concerning the end time or the coming of the last days. Now there is a Greek word called eschatos. Eschatos is where we get the word eschatology, which means last things. What we are witnessing today, my brothers and my sisters, are better still, what we are seeing today concerning the words of God We are seeing the last days or last things. So in the Gospel of Luke, in that 17th chapter, Jesus gave his disciples several facts about the kingdom of God. First, he said a time would come when the disciples would long to see him return, but they would not see him. Secondly, he said when the kingdom would come, everyone would know it. He shared it would not be hidden. It will be a kingdom that the whole world will know. For his presence will be like lightning that will draw your attention. Thirdly, Jesus told his disciples he must suffer before the kingdom come. Jesus was making a comparison to what was happening then and what will be happening when he returns. All of the circumstances that was occurring in biblical time during Noah's lifespan, the same type of lifestyle would be occurring when the Lord returned. So the Lord says we don't have any excuse to say that I don't know, because he's saying I'm revealing to you right now what it would be like. My brothers and sisters, I'm about one third of the way from completing painting this picture. Jesus said in Luke 17, 26, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Does that sound familiar? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. He said they will be eating, drinking, they will be marrying, they will be giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the floods came and destroyed them all. And the word behind that is that it came. All of the things that the Lord said came because of this. And Jesus gave another comparison when he said, likewise, also, as it was, in the days of Lot, they did eat and drink. Sound familiar? They bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It's coming. Even so, we are told, thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. He is coming. So it's coming. It came. It's coming. And he's coming. First, Jesus gave us two Old Testament examples of how his own people will be living in the last days. He opened up the lives of Noah and Lot as two types of lives that the believers in the last days will more than likely be living like. Two individuals. Both men lived in sinful times, and the people had ignored God's voice. Sound familiar? And refused to embrace the grace, God's unmerited favor, a God inexhaustible supply of goodness, a God's redemption at Christ's expense. They refused to embrace God's grace that he was offering. Now both men escaped God's judgment.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries.